Africa Milani, weekday mornings, 4 to 6.
The Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa is planning to insource security services in a bid to save its infrastructure from an ongoing invasion by vandals and thieves. And here to talk us through that is a spokesperson for PRASA, Makosini Mgidwa. Molobudi, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and thank you very much for having me.
3,000 security officials. Where are you going to source them from, good sir?
Well, this morning, the administrator is going to make an announcement in that regard. But I think, you know, what I am at liberty to say is that we're going to be looking mainly around the communities where our infrastructure or our network is. We are of the view that when people are given a task to look after the infrastructure, which is, you know, within their communities, which serves their communities, there's a much more, I think, a desire to protect it and to make sure that, you know, nothing happens to it. Because quite frankly, the security companies that we had, that we paid a lot of money to, incidentally, those contracts were deemed to have been irregular by the public protector and auditor general. The infrastructure was being vandalized, you know, in their presence. That was because the contracts that, you know, were entered into did not have the safeguards, you know. So, you know, it was like once you have a contract, you are going to be paid anyway, even if, you know, there's damage and vandalism to the infrastructure. So we're trying to move away from that. And also by insourcing, you know, we have greater control of the people. And also, you know, PRASA is considers itself to be, you know, in that position that it can create jobs at a time when the economy is actually shedding jobs.
Which is great, no doubt, because 3,000 people who are sitting at home unemployed right now, being employed by PRASA hopefully in the near future is going to be great news. But you say these will be people under your control. So how do we then ensure that those 3,000 people are going to, as far as possible and practical, protect the rolling infrastructure of PRASA?
Look, they will be doing what the security companies whose contracts were terminated were supposed to be doing. They will be under the command structure of PRASA and, you know, the various regions. They will be under the control of the security leadership in those regions. So we are optimistic that even the skills that we're looking for, we're not looking for people who are just fresh from, you know, or who haven't had any experience with regard to the kind of work we want. People who are CERA accredited, you know, people those who are going to be in armed response must have competency certificates. There must be people who can handle firearms and who are qualified to do so. So essentially, we're not looking for people with no experience. We're looking for people with experience with the requisite training. But as far as possible, we will be looking for people who are in the communities where the infrastructure is actually, you know, located.
And how are they going to work alongside the railway police that exists in some parts of your network?
There would be a memorandum of, you know, understanding and how we cooperate with the police. But, you know, the police have their own command structure and our people will have their own command structure. We do not command the police. If anything, our security personnel would be, you know, working in tandem with the police and assisting the police where the police need such assistance. But, you know, as regards the guarding and making sure that nothing happens to the infrastructure, we will be relying on our own people.
Are we any closer, Makosini, to seeing, I suppose, the many routes that have been closed because of COVID-19 in part, but also because of vandalism on those infrastructure, to them being opened and them being used and enjoyed by the people of South Africa who rely on them for a clean and efficient public transport service?
In particular, in Cape Town, where you are, you know, we are going to be reviving the central line. In fact, the president made an announcement in that regard in the State of the Nation address that we'd be spending about 1.4 billion rands on that line. The first thing that we do now when we revive a line, because, you know, historically the problem with the PRASA infrastructure is that historically it was left unprotected. You know, if you compare with the Gautrain infrastructure, for instance, there is no way that you can access, you know, overhead cables or rail lines of Gautrain. You know, all passengers go through the designated entry points, the stations, get into the train. So you don't have access to the infrastructure because there are barriers, and which was the problem historically with PRASA. So before we even invest in infrastructure, we're going to make sure that those you know, lines are protected. There are barrier lines that people cannot, I mean, barrier walls that people cannot be able to access them. And further, the materials that we're going to be using, for instance, for overhead cables, will make sure that it's the material that does not yield, that does not have a yield in the black market. Right now, people cut the cables because they have copper, it gets smelted, they get you know, good money for it, taken out to Mozambique and then shipped out to India. So it's an industry that is dependent on stolen copper cables. So we're going to be using materials that will not have any yield over and above, you know, protecting the infrastructure, but also we're going to be using smart technology like drones, facial recognition technology and all that to ensure that, you know, the infrastructure is not damaged because someone wants to get something out of it. And I think it would be important also for communities, because one of the biggest problems that we're facing as PRASA is that with the vandalism against our infrastructure, many people believe that it's not their problem because they don't use trains to travel. But when the infrastructure of PRASA is vandalized and PRASA cannot run trains, it just simply means that those people move from rail to road. You know, I think you can begin to see it. You know, the last time I traveled to Cape Town in the morning from Cape Town International Airport to the city, it takes that much longer. And, you know, because of the trains not running. And that is not good for the tourism in those places. It's not good for the investments into the country, because many investors, when they want to invest in the country, they want to know if the transport system is working. Now, the passenger rail system is the backbone of public transport, and it needs to be sorted out. And, you know, we will do our bit, but everybody, every member of society, you would have a responsibility to ensure that if you see somebody vandalizing the infrastructure, you report those things. Right now, people witness, you know, vandals damaging the infrastructure, but they don't do anything, and that is not helpful. Over and above all that said, PRASA is a company that belongs to the people of South Africa, and we've got to make sure that we protect its value, because the more value PRASA has, the more, you know, people of South Africa have, the more share they have in that company. So we are going to be making sure that going forward, every line that is revived is now, you know, inaccessible to vandals and thieves, and make sure that, you know, we have the community buy-in into, you know, we enlist them to work with us to protect that infrastructure.
All right, Makosini, thank you very much for your time this morning. Makosini Mgigwa, a spokesperson for the Passenger Rail Agency of South Africa. The administrator for PRASA, Mr. Mbondo, will be addressing the media in the near future to give voice to more of those plans, of course, and how we can start seeing the security around PRASA being improved so that in the long term we can see those lines that have been discontinued because of vandalism and other challenges returning to service and providing the backbone of that public transport service to the people of South Africa. Thank you very much, Makosini Mgigwa.